This is the BBC.
You're listening to The Archers Omnibus from BBC Radio 4.
Hey. Morning. Feeling hungry?
Ugh.
Good. Right, cereal's on the table, or you can heat up a croissant.
Ugh, coffee.
Last night must have been fun.
Yeah.
But sorry I didn't wait up. I was so tired, and then up again with the cows this morning. I didn't wake you, did I?
No.
Well, anyway, Mum's doing the afternoon milking, so when I'm done with the calves, maybe we could stroll down to the pub for a drink and a bite. And then come back and stoke up the fire and settle down for a movie. Mm. Or, well, we could do, you know, anything. Oh, and hey, Tobes, I've been thinking, one of my New Year resolutions...
What, another?
You mean, apart from us spending more time together?
Yes.
I want to give this place a makeover, so it feels like it's a proper home.
Well, I can't see what's wrong with it now.
Oh, come on. I know how much you hate the sitting room curtains.
Me?
Well, so do I. They're horrible. And I happen to know Gran's got some really nice ones stashed away.
Yeah, but your Gran?
Yeah. Now you're such a big hero, now we're all speaking again, I can ask her.
Yeah, well, don't do it just for me.
And that sofa. Mm. Oh, you know, somehow I always get the saggy end. I don't want to put up with that for, another 10 years. So I've been looking online, and I found some good ones. And they're really not so expensive.
Pip.
Oh, hey, okay, don't panic. I know you're short right now.
Yeah, not just short.
Well, there's no rush, is there? So if we do buy anything, I'll put it on my card, and then maybe we can sort it out later. You know, sometime down the line.
Oh, hey, is that the time?
Toby?
I've got to go.
What?
I've got to meet Josh.
Why?
He's lending me the big steam cleaner. Do a last clean-up at Hollow Tree before we start on the paintwork, you know.
Well, how long's it going to take?
Well, it could be a while. It's a big job.
Toby.
Oh, I'm sorry. If I go now, I should be through by lunch. I'll see you later.
Can you believe that woman? She's still in complete denial. Everything Helen said in court was a pack of lies.
Well, if she can produce a son like Rob.
That's exactly what I told her. She has to take her share of the blame for how he is.
I wish I'd been there to hear that.
Oh, believe me, that was only the half of it. Everything I've been wanting to say to her for the last year, it all came out.
Bravo, darling.
By the time I was finished, she was speechless for once. Nothing left to say. I finally shut her up and sent her on her way. You have no idea how good that felt.
Good for you. Doesn't sound as if she'll be back in a hurry.
She wouldn't dare.
Not if she has to face you again.
And now Rob's gone. Why would she?
Well, good riddance to both of them, I say.
Here, here.
Anyway, I hope Helen's feeling happier about it all.
Oh, yes, definitely. She mentioned you had a chat with her the other day.
Yes, yeah.
Well, that was kind of you. Whatever you said, it obviously made her feel a lot better.
Well, that's all I wanted to know. Oh, and the other reason I came around... Mwah, congratulations, darling.
Oh, you mean...
You're about to be a grandmother again.
You've heard.
Tony gave me a ring.
Oh, of course.
Lovely surprise for all of you. I'm so pleased.
Thank you. I must say, I hadn't seen that one coming.
Aren't you pleased too? Another grandchild on the way?
Yes, I'm absolutely delighted, but... Well, you know, things are complicated with her and Tom.
And the rest, darling.
But Tom is thrilled. He's over the moon about it.
Mum? Oh, hi, Auntie Lillian.
Oh, darling, hello. Mm. Oh, yes, Jack, and one for you.
You're just talking about the wonderful news.
Oh, Kirsty. Yes, very exciting.
Tom, about to be a daddy.
How's Jack? Is he...
Yep, he's all fed and changed. I'm going to take over from Anya.
Right. Come on then, you little charmer.
If you just stick in the chair, he'll be fine.
He's looking very cheerful this morning.
Yeah, we've been having lots of fun, haven't we, sweetheart?
Oh, well, and have you talked to Anya about the new produce?
Yep, We're going to rearrange the displays over the next couple of days, and she's got the stockroom sorted.
Good.
Sounds like hard work.
Well, we're going to experiment with some bought-in high-end produce, exotic fruit and veg.
Very adventurous. Mm.
As it's a new year, you know.
Yes, well, I don't know about you, but I'm suffering from a touch of the new year blues.
Oh, Lillian.
Oh, it'll pass. I'm sure I've booked myself into the health club for a beauty treatment. A little morale boost. Oh,
good plan.
It's on Tuesday. Oh, if either of you feel like joining me. Okay, never mind, darlings. I'll go on my own. Or maybe I'll try Jolene. Bye-bye, darlings. Bye.
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 Okay, I'll get over to the shop.
Oh, Helen, before you do, about Kirsty.
You should go and talk to her mum.
I really feel I should. Just to say how pleased I am.
Well, I don't know why you keep putting it off.
Oh, you know. It's all a bit sensitive.
Yeah, but it's hardly a secret anymore. Everyone knows. You can't just do nothing.
No, you're right. I can't.
So, why don't you give her a call now?
A bit slower than I thought, but I'm making progress.
Still looks pretty grimy.
What?
I said, can't you turn it off for a minute?
Yeah.
Sorry, I don't want to hold you up. I just came to say, how about I cook us something really nice for lunch?
Yeah, sounds good.
I was thinking meatballs?
Yes, yeah, sounds great.
So, any idea when you'll be done?
It's kind of hard to say.
Like half one? Two?
Maybe two.
Okay, great.
Toby?
Oh, Josh, hi.
Hiya. Hi, Pip.
Hello. Okay, well, I'll let you two get on. At 2 o'clock.
Yeah, I'll see you then.
Bye.
How's it going?
Good, yeah, it's a great piece of kit, saving me a whole lot of time and graft. Mm. Thanks again for the loan.
No worries.
You're not wanting it back yet, are you?
Like I said, I want to have a go at the yard tractor, but that's not till later.
Okay.
So if you could just drop it back at Brookfield when you're done.
Is another hour all right?
That's fine. I was just passing through. I've been down to Bridge Farm.
Okay.
Yeah, they've got this old grain trailer parked up. It's been there for years. They never use it anymore. I'm hoping to do a deal.
Oh, for your new website.
That's right.
So you're going to need more than an old trailer.
Like I said, it's still in development. Start small, grow it bigger, just like you're doing here with the gin.
Great minds, eh?
Yeah. Anyway, I asked my Uncle Tony. He says I'll have to talk to Tom, so... And you know that vintage tractor he's got, that Tony's got? He's wanting a new bonnet and badge for it, so I said I'd have a look round and see if I could
get... Oh, no.
Bad news.
Look, sorry. I've got to make a call.
You see, we've cleared the small display and moved it round for the new produce.
Yeah, good plan.
Boys okay?
Oh, they're fine. Your dad's with them. I just came to say I've spoken to Kirsty.
Oh, how was she?
She sounded good. Yeah, and pleased that I'd called her.
There, didn't I say?
Yeah. Although, I don't know, maybe it was just me.
What?
She was busy at work.
Oh, well.
I thought she sounded not unfriendly, but maybe just a little bit wary of me.
Was that surprising? If you call her at work to say congratulations?
Yes, I know.
You should go and see her. Talk to her face to face.
I will. I suggested we meet up tonight, but she said no, that's not good for her. And the same for the next few days, so I've arranged to go on Thursday evening.
Oh, well, she's busy, she's busy.
I hope that's all it is.
Mum, given the Tom situation, perhaps you can't blame her for wanting to take things slowly.
No, I suppose not.
I'd probably do the same.
Yes, and it does give me a few days to think about what I'm going to say.
You'll find the right words.
I hope so. I'm so fond of Kirsty. I want to be sure I get this right.
Yeah, come in.
Hi, Pip.
Oh, Josh.
Yeah,
I don't suppose... Have you seen Toby anywhere?
Oh.
He said he'd be back for lunch, he promised.
Actually, I was going to ask you the same.
What?
Toby, he was meant to drop the steam cleaner back this morning, but he didn't. I tried calling him, but no answer.
No, he's not picking up from me either.
Okay. Well, I just nipped to Hollowtree and he's not there.
Are you sure?
Yeah, it's all locked up. And the pickup's gone.
Great. Well, thanks for telling me.
Don't blame me. I'm just giving you the facts.
What's he up to?
Come on, relax. Look, chances are he's just got fed up and gone down to the pub.
You think?
It's got to be most likely, hasn't it? Steam cleaning's not such a fun job. And he's not one for getting his hands dirty.
Oh, so maybe he has, but why won't he pick up his phone?
Don't go looking at me.
God. Okay. I'll give him 10 minutes, then I'm going out to find him.
Have I caught you at a bad time?
No. Now I'm in the bath.
Oh. I'm sorry to interrupt.
You're not. Oh, it's so lovely to hear you. I've been missing you so much.
And me, you. But it may not have to be for much longer.
Oh, what was that? Tell me, darling.
Miranda is going away for a couple of days. Some kind of spiritual wellness retreat. So, I'll be coming down first thing on Wednesday.
Oh, darling, that's wonderful news. Very good for my spiritual wellness.
So, if you're free, we can spend some time together.
Oh, yes, and perfect timing.
Good.
I booked a spa and beauty treatment on Tuesday, so I'll be looking all young and relaxed and glammed up for you, darling.
Excellent. I can hardly wait.
Finally. Toby.
Hey, Pip.
Toby, you know what time it is? And why aren't you here?
Yeah, look,
the meatballs are ruined. They've all... Where are you?
I'm sorry. I know. I let you down. It's just... Thing came up and...
What? No, you're breaking up. I can't...
On the road. I'm on my way to Brighton.
Brighton? What? Why?
It's urgent. I had to go. I've got no...
No what, Toby?
I am really, really... Talk now, I'll have to tell you...
What? Toby, I can't hear you.
As soon as I can, I promise. I'll call...
Toby, why are you going to Brighton? What's so urgent? Why can't you tell me? Toby!
Quite a surprise, isn't it, Alistair? Though I suppose Kirsty's not getting any younger.
Well, not really for me to say, is it?
And who knows? If she had married Tom...
Morning!
Oh, hello, Tracy. Then maybe she'd already have a couple of kids by now.
Are you talking about Kirsty?
Oh, you heard the news.
Yeah, and I thought she'd been at the mince pies.
Susan, I am in a bit of a hurry.
Oh, just the paper, is it?
Yes, please. I'll see if I've got the change.
And if you'd asked me to guess, I'd have said it was Roy's.
Oh! No. It's definitely Tom's.
Or so she says.
Oh, well.
And they're not in a rush to get hitched up, are they?
Oh, no. Not from what I heard.
Sorry, I've only got a 10.
Oh, that's okay. Oh, and I came past Blossom Hill this morning. Saw Rex cutting the hedge.
Oh?
For your new partner.
Anisha, yes. I think she did mention it.
Yeah, she seems to be settling in, doesn't she? Getting herself quite a reputation.
Yeah, so I've heard.
Yes, she's an excellent horse vet.
Oh, not just that.
We're talking about Burns Night.
Yes. Is that my change?
Oh, yes. There you are, Alistair.
Thank you.
I only hope she kept a steady hand the morning after.
I'm quite sure she doesn't let her social life affect her work. Bye then.
Bye. Would you trust a vet who knocks back all that whiskey?
Vodka's what I heard.
Whatever. So, can I get you something?
Yeah, give me 10 of the usual, please, Susan. Oh, go on, make it 20. Yeah,
right you are.
There goes another New Year's resolution.
Well, you got as far as the end of January. Almost. Oh, and you know it's Roy's birthday on Thursday.
Is it?
Kirsty was in to buy him a card. You should get him one.
Why should I care?
Well... I thought, you know, seeing as you and him are, you know.
You're out of date, Susan. Roy's history. I dumped him.
Oh?
I'm surprised you haven't heard.
Me? No. So, tell me all about it.
Here, Rex. Come and sit down. Warm yourself up.
Oh, thanks, Anisha.
I'll make us something hot to drink.
Oh, that'd be amazing.
Well, you can't sit and eat your lunch out there. You'll catch a death. Tea or coffee?
Oh, tea'd be great, thanks.
Least I can do.
Yeah, I finished my thermos an hour ago, and I didn't feel like walking down to the Bull, so...
Is that your lunch?
Yeah, I pinched Bert's Tupperware. Even brought a plastic spoon and everything.
What is it?
Oh, it's my homemade dal.
Oh, really? Yeah. It doesn't look quite like the dal I'm used to.
Ah, well, it's my own special recipe.
I'm sure it's delicious.
Yeah, it'll keep me going till I've done your hedge.
Well, it's my landlady's, really.
Well, you've got a look at it.
Yes, and you're making such a good job of it, Rex.
Oh, I hope so.
It looks so much better already. Really professional.
Yeah, Bert reckons it should have been cut back a year ago.
I'm sure he's right. I just don't have time for things like that. Or the skills, either.
You hardly need a 10-year apprenticeship. Anyway, I know you've plenty of other skills.
Well, my job does involve quite a lot of training.
Yeah, and where did you learn that trick with the vodka?
Ah, yes. That.
Yeah, you know you've become a bit of a celebrity around here. The girl who drank Jazza under the table.
Aye, well, when my pride says the Ouija's at stake. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think anyone's caught on.
And I'm trusting you not to give me away.
Ah, no, don't worry. Your secret's safe with me.
But this time I'm like, ugh, propping my eyes open. Then he starts going on about how you build a canal or something.
Ooh. I'm sure that must have been fascinating.
I don't know, Susan. I was starting to glaze over.
Oh, dear.
I'm not kidding you. It felt like the longest drive to Felpersham ever. If I'd known, I'd have spared myself the pain and walked the whole way in the rain.
Oh, I might have done the same.
So anyway, that was the writing on the wall for me. I had to dump him, didn't I? It was the kindest thing to do.
And how did he take it?
Well, he was fairly gutted, of course, after he'd spent all that time chasing after me. I bet he never saw that one coming.
Poor Roy.
I wouldn't feel too sorry for him. It's not like I was leading him on or anything.
No.
We just aren't compatible. It was never going to work.
Well, of course, I've always liked Roy, and we get on well as neighbours. But I can't imagine what he'd be like as a partner.
I can. It'd be like dying a long, slow death by boredom. And as for the lady of the manor...
Oh, you mean Elizabeth Pargeter?
I don't know what she saw in him. She must have been desperate.
Well, I've always thought Roy takes after his dad, you know. Kind and steady and reliable, but not the most exciting man in the world.
You said it.
Ideally, you want someone who's a bit of both. Mm. Dependable, but who can still surprise you now and then. That's one reason why I'm so glad I chose Neil.
Yeah, anyway, I'm not looking to marry anyone. All I want is to have a bit of fun.
Oh, yes, I don't blame you.
So, Roy won't be getting a birthday card from me.
No, and then don't worry. I'll keep it to myself. I never gossip about family.
Oh, don't hold back for my sake. You'll be doing all the local girls a favour. Tell whoever you like.
Oh, well, back to work for me.
Yeah, me too. Thanks for the tea.
Oh, you're welcome. Oh, and before I go, I'd better pay you, hadn't I?
Oh, yeah, okay.
Usha left the cash out for me. It's all here.
Oh, thanks.
No, thank you. Oh, it'll be great to be able to see over the hedge.
Yeah, well, it's actually quite a good view.
Yes. So, why don't you take this as well?
Oh,
From me?
No, you don't have to.
Go on. Let's call it a tip.
That's kind of you, Anisha, but I'm happy to be paid for the hours I've done. I don't want any more.
Go on. You've earned it.
No, really. I'd prefer not.
Oh. Well, all right, then. Whatever you like. Okay, well, I'd better be getting off to my meeting. Thanks again, Rex.
Yeah, bye then.
Bye. Good luck with the rest of the hedge.
Yeah, cheers.
Oh, hi, Pip.
Hi.
Okay, then.
Rex?
Oh. Hi, Pip.
Sorry, I know you're busy here.
Oh, so what's up? Pip?
It's Toby. He's done it again. He's gone off to Brighton.
Oh, has he?
And I don't know why. I don't know for how long. He's not answering my calls. I can't do this all over again. I've got to know the truth about Brighton. Can you please tell me?
That enough milk for you?
Perfect, thanks.
OK. So, this business plan of yours.
To save us time, I've made a list of the equipment we're going to need.
A list? Right.
Well, if we're going to make this work, it's really just the bare essentials.
Hmm. new X-ray, ultrasound, endoscopy, gastroscope.
I know you replaced a lot of your kit after the floods.
Yes, I did.
But that was just an insurance job, like for like. We've got to keep up with the new technology and provide the services our clients expect these days.
Yeah, okay, but we seem to be replacing everything here.
Pretty much. It's no good replacing odd bits and pieces when they're out of date. We need to invest to compete.
Okay, well, some of this stuff's been on my wish list for a while, but...
So now's the time to take the plunge and buy it.
All at once?
Alistair, it's a tough market out there. If we're going to compete effectively, it's the bare minimum we need to do.
Yeah, I'm with you all the way, in principle, Anisha. I'd love to have all this new stuff, so would any practice, but buying the whole lot in one fell
swoop... But if we're going to need it sooner or later, why not now? And while we're at it, why not upgrade some of our infrastructure?
Meaning what exactly?
Well, some of the stables and the hard standing where we do the examinations...
Whoa, Anisha, can we just slow down a bit here? Can you give me an idea of how much this is all going to cost?
Yes. I've got another sheet with all the figures. Here.
A quarter of a million?
Give or take. We need to do it, Alistair. It'll be worth every penny.
Look, I know you and Toby have all this history and this whole big blood brother thing.
No, that's got nothing to do with it, Pip.
What, so you say you're my friend? Why can't you tell me? Look, you do know, don't you? And don't pretend that you don't.
I don't know for sure why he's gone down this time. All I'm guessing is what I've just told you.
So, what, he goes to Brighton to hang out with his dodgy mates?
Yeah.
And get totally smashed on booze and drugs or whatever.
Yeah, that's how it was. He'd disappear for a couple of days and turn up again completely wrecked. And then he'd spend another 2 days coming down when he could hardly move. Maybe it's his way of working through his issues, letting it all out, you know?
So why all the secrecy? Why doesn't he just come out and tell me?
Oh, who knows? Because he wants to keep it separate and he doesn't want it to get between you and him? I don't know.
But not get between us. Look at what it's doing to us now.
I'm sorry, Pip.
But okay. So at least tell me who these mates are. You must know some of them. Rex?
They weren't my friends. Yeah, you know, they're just a crowd of full-time losers.
Well, so give me some names.
Oh, Stu, Declan, a guy called Piers.
And?
Matty, Charlotte.
Charlotte? Well, so it's not just guys, there are girls too?
Yeah, but it's not like a couple's thing. They all hang out together. They drift around, they come and go.
Oh, yeah. So if that's meant to make me feel better...
You asked me for the truth, so I'm telling you.
No, but you're still holding back. You're not giving me everything. There's more, isn't there? Brex?
Pip, I've told you as much as I can. If you want to know any more, you'll have to ask Toby.
Well, don't you see? It's a classic chicken and egg situation.
How do you mean?
Well, if we're going to turn the practice around, we'll have to pull in the serious clients. The stable owners, the hunting set. And they'll have high expectations. We'll have to offer them all the latest cutting-edge treatment.
Yes, I know. And I'd love to buy all this stuff.
A quarter of a million. Is that really so much for a business like ours?
Well, perhaps not, but it's a big commitment just when we're finding our feet in this partnership.
There's no point in half measures. And it's not just for the sake of our new equestrian clients. It'll benefit all your long-standing regular clients too.
Yeah, well, they've always been my bread and butter.
Oh, but what about the jam? I'm not just talking about survival. We've got a great opportunity here. I want us to make the most of it.
So do I, of course. It's just a question of, well, timing.
Alistair, I showed faith in you when I brought into the practice. Isn't it time you showed some faith in me?
I suppose it's just I've been so used to going it alone.
But it's not just you anymore. It's the two of us. Our future. It's the only way, Alistair.
Pip, morning.
Hi.
Lots of hungry ewes. You're just about to start your lambing?
Yeah.
No lambs yet, though.
No.
Any day soon, I expect. So, busy time coming up.
Surely. Hi.
Hi, Ruth. Oh, steady.
Nice afternoon for it.
Yes, though I'm not sure if it's going to last.
I should make the most of it, then.
Yes. Oops.
You okay? Oh,
his girth's a bit loose. I'd better just check.
Mum, I really need to be down with the calves.
Oh, yeah, you do. Can you see which is the lame ewe, Pip? I can't spot her.
Shush, shush, shush. Yeah. All right.
She's just right at the back.
Hold
look.
Steady while I sort
Moving
you out.
Moving now?
Okay.
Do you mind me leaving you up here? I'll get behind if I don't get on.
No, that's fine. I'll sort her out.
There. That's better.
Oh, what's up?
Nothing. Well, Pip.
I did wonder. Is anything...
She's been like this since the weekend. I reckon it's got to be something to do with Toby.
Oh, dear. I thought after she made things up with Mum...
After Jill apologised?
Yes, I thought everything was much better between them. And with Toby.
So did we. And they were. But now, well, Pip's not saying anything. And I'm not sure if I should ask...
Oh, this is the life, eh?
Oh, I'm glad it's just the two of us in here. I must look like the creature from the Black Lagoon.
Who's complaining? If it helps smooth out all them wrinkles. Oh, and I'm still feeling so good from that massage.
Oh. You know... With a place like this on our doorstep, we really ought to do this more often. So nice for me to have you along. Wouldn't be half as much fun on my lonesome.
It is fun, isn't it?
Yeah. And just between ourselves, there's a special reason why I want to feel and look my best tomorrow.
Taking on such a big debt's not really what I had in mind at the moment.
Well, I can't really disagree with that.
I suppose it's my own fault, really. I should have made sensible plans to replace my kit before now. And I wish she hadn't sprung it on me like this. Why is she in such a hurry? Because she's so young and ambitious, I suppose. And I chose her as a partner. She does have a point about my needing to show some faith in her abilities.
$250,000? That's quite a lot of faith.
Well, in a way, yes, but... Why not?
You don't have to be swept along by Anisha. Go at your own pace.
Yes, I could, but...
So, why don't you just say that you...
Alistair?
Anisha. Hi, how's it going?
Hi, Sheila.
Oh, hello.
I'm off to see that mayor in Watterley Cross. I'll be about an hour.
Okay.
Then, when I get back, do you think we could carry on our discussion from yesterday?
Yes. Yes, that should be fine.
Good. I'll see you then.
Yes. Bye. Well, not one to hang around, is she?
No.
So, what am I going to tell her?
So, you reckon she's forgotten all the fuss at the Panto?
Yeah. Justin's had a job to do. Seems whatever he said has done the trick.
Does she know he's coming down here?
No. This is his country home, and he's got the estate to look after. Why shouldn't he come down?
While the cat's away.
You got it, darling. And I'm hoping this'll be just the first of many more visits back to normal for us.
Though, don't you ever find yourself wishing it could be more? Well, more permanent?
What, me and Justin?
Well, you don't mind my asking.
No, of course not.
I mean, all this sneaking around, playing hide and seek, don't you find it a bit of an inconvenience?
No, not at all. It's all part of the fun, darling, the excitement.
Oh.
I suppose it's rather naughty of me, but it does make me feel young again.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it must be nice.
Hey, now, steady. I'm not trying to put ideas into your head.
What?
It's not for everyone, darling, and you and Kenton have such a wonderful relationship.
Oh, Lord, no. I weren't thinking of that. I didn't enjoy all the subterfuge with Sid, you know. All that hiding from Kathy.
Of course, how could I forget that?
I just fell in love with him.
Yeah. Yeah, you did. But as for me and Justin, I don't want any more from him than I already have. If things can get back to the way they were before Christmas, that's quite enough for me.
So, now you've had a bit of time to think about my proposals.
Well, few hours, yeah.
I want to start by showing you this.
Ah, another list?
Just have a look. It starts with all our clients who owe us money.
Hmm. Yeah, we do have a few rather tardy payers.
6 months? That's a bit more than tardy.
I do try and chase them up regularly.
Well, perhaps we need to try harder.
And what about this one here? Mrs. Etheridge?
Ah, yes.
Well, I'm not sure why you've included her. She always pays on time.
That's the second part of the list. The cases where you've knocked 10 or 15% off the bills.
Well, yes, but Mrs. Etheridge...
Does she really deserve a discount?
She's elderly and she lives alone on her pension.
Yes, in a smart house in Gleeblands, I gather. When she came in the other day, her son dropped her off in his brand new Mercedes.
Well, perhaps I was a touch overgenerous.
And she's not the only one.
But we've been here before, haven't we? One of the great strengths of this practice is its deep roots within the local community. The goodwill I've built up over many years.
Yes, of course, Alistair. Look, I know just how important that is. I'm quite happy to be flexible in cases of real hardship, but it won't help the old biddies of Ambridge if we end up going bust.
Yes, all right, you do have a point.
And with people who can afford to pay, but still owe us after 6 months, well, we need to give them an ultimatum. Pay now, or there'll be no more treatment.
Remember, I know a lot of these clients personally.
Strong medicine, perhaps. But I want us to build a real long-term future for this practice.
Which brings us back to your $250,000.
If we're to finance the kind of proper investment we need, we can't afford to give our profits away to the poor and needy. Even less to people who can't be bothered to pay.
Yes, I can see the logic of that.
I know we can do it, Alistair. With the great loyal client base you've built up over the years and my new equestrian clients, we can turn this into a really thriving, successful practice.
Yes, you're right, we could.
So why not?
If it all goes to plan. But if we do this all at once, as you suggest, we'd be really sticking our necks out financially.
But that's just what I signed up for, Alistair. Life's always a gamble, isn't it? There's always a risk, but think of the rewards.
Well, I still worry that we're taking it all a bit too fast.
Oh.
But I suppose if that's what you really want...
Is that a yes?
Yes. All right, you win.
Good. Oh, that's great. That's marvellous.
I'll talk to the bank and see if we can extend the overdraft.
Thanks. And hey, don't worry. You've made the right choice.
I hope so, Anisha. For both our sakes.
There. Ah, yes. Well done.
Pip? Hey, what's this?
Come and see.
Oh, our first lambs of the new year.
Twins. I don't think there's another one coming. I know we've still got all the hard work to come, but it always cheers me up. Makes me look forward to the springtime. Things always feel a bit grim in the middle of winter, don't they? Sometimes it's good to have a reminder.
Oh, Mum. Pip.
Hey. Oh, it's okay, I'm fine. Oh, it's nothing.
But you're not fine, are you?
Come on, what is it? Can't you tell me?
Toby. He's gone away again. He's gone back to Brighton.
Oh, or when was this?
Sunday. He just disappeared without telling me, and he's not picking up my calls or my messages.
Okay.
It's just like before. Oh, I don't know why. Well, he shouldn't do this to me. I don't think I can take it anymore.
So you didn't have a row or anything?
No, he just went.
Well, it could be there's a perfectly simple explanation.
Oh, no, Mum. No, it is not like that. This is the third time he's done it. Oh, and I just know he's not being straight with me. No, he's hiding something, some secret, and I just feel so stupid.
No, you mustn't.
Yes, you know, I thought we were good. I thought we had a future. I trusted him, and I gave him all of...
Gave him what?
I gave him the money I got from the cattle.
What? All of it? The whole...
Yes, the whole 5,000, and so he could start up his gin business. Yes, I know, it was such a dumb thing to do. Oh, please, don't look at me like that.
Okay, I wasn't.
And don't tell anyone, will you? Don't tell Dad.
No, I think it's best if we don't.
Oh, think he's such an idiot. I trusted Toby, I gave him all my money, and now... Well, now I mightn't see him ever again.
He'll have to come back sometime, surely.
Oh, I don't know. Maybe this time he'll stay down in Brighton. Oh, I don't even know if I want him back again. You know, not after this.
Oh, sweet.
I still love him. And I know that's all wrong, but I can't help it.
You can't really blame yourself for that.
But, Mum. Mum, what if Gran was right about him?
Jill?
Look, no matter what she says now, she's never really trusted him. Maybe I should have listened to her.
No, forget about Jill. It's how you feel that matters.
Oh. I don't know, Mum. I don't know what to believe. Oh, maybe I've been a fool. Maybe he's just been using me all along.
Now then.
Careful, darling.
You ready with those glasses?
Yes, I am. Oh! Whoops, my don't spill it.
No, not my 10-year-old Dom Perignon.
Well, that's perfect. Oh, such a treat. What a lucky girl I am.
No, it's me who's the lucky boy.
Cheers, darling. Mm-hmm.
Cheers. To us.
To us. Mm. Oh, that's so delicious.
Well, it's a very special occasion. Our first time together this year.
No, not quite.
You know exactly what I'm talking about. I mean properly together. Just you and me. With two whole days to look forward to.
Mm, oh, yes. Feels like such a long time since the Panther rehearsals. Come on.
Oh, it's just... so wonderful to relax and be myself. I've had to be on my very best behaviour these last few weeks.
Oh, poor you.
Well, it seems to have calmed Miranda down anyway. She seems less worried about me and more concerned with her own spiritual wellness. That's what this trip of hers is all about.
You're sad. I'm sure she'll feel all the better for it.
Yes. Just a pity it isn't for longer.
Never mind, darling. We'll just have to make the most of the time we've got, won't we?
Oh, I'm so pleased for Kirsty. Such exciting news. I wondered if I ought to call in and say congratulations.
Well...
unless you think I'd be jumping the gun.
Yeah, perhaps you should wait a bit. Mum hasn't had a chance to see her yet.
Oh, well, in that case.
Yeah, she's going there tomorrow. I get the feeling Kirsty's keen to keep it all very low-key, you know.
Oh, yes, I do understand. She's such a strong and independent girl. Mm.
Oh, while you're here, mm-hmm. you should have a look at our new line, Tropical Fruits.
Oh, yes. That exotic smell when I came in.
Yeah. Well, it's a bit of an experiment, really, just to see how it goes. New Year's a good time to try out new things, isn't it?
Yes. And of course, you've got all the more reason to really enjoy this year.
Oh?
Now that Rob's finally off the scene.
Oh.
Well, if what Brian tells me is true,
Apparently there's no sign of anybody at his flat, and his car's gone, and nobody's seen him for days.
Yeah, well, I'm trying not to think about it.
Yes, of course. I'm sorry.
So, why don't you try one of these kumquats? Mm-hmm. You can have the first one for free.
Justin, oh. Darling, what are you doing? I was getting lonely up there, all on my own.
So, would you prefer salami or a nice bit of double Gloucester?
Food.
Well, it's nearly lunchtime. Aren't you feeling hungry?
Oh, yeah, well, now you mention it, I do seem to have worked up an appetite.
Excellent. Now, look, don't let yourself catch cold. Do you want to borrow my dressing gown?
No, I'm fine the way I am.
Well, I don't know how much you pay for that, whatever it is.
A negligee, darling.
Ah, well, they've made very economical use of the material.
What's that? A car?
Just stay there while I...
Justin?
Oh, no. Oh, hell! Miranda!
No, it can't be.
It is. She must have changed her plans.
All right, now look, don't panic. Where's my fur coat?
It's in the back hall, but look.
Right, and my bag. I'll grab it on my way out.
Lillian!
I'll hide in the garden and call a cab.
But you can't.
Yes, I can. Now, quick, you go up and hide my clothes and shoes. And the glasses.
And the bottle, yes. You can borrow my wellies. They're in the hall.
Thanks.
I'll give you a call later.
All right, darling. Bye. Hello? Ambridge, please. The Dower House. It's on the Borchester Road. Yes. I'll be waiting outside in the lane. Quick as you can.
Josh, is that you? I wish you'd learned to knock before you... You?
Okay, just hold on. Before you
say... No, Toby, whatever you're going to say, I don't want to hear it.
Pip.
No, I don't want you here. I don't want you in my house. So please, just take your stuff and turn around and go back out again.
Hey, come on, that's hardly fair.
Fair, Toby, last time you did this, you swore, you promised me you'd never do it again.
Okay, so I've been a total creep and an idiot. Don't let me get a chance to explain.
Pathetic lies. I'm not going to trust a word you say ever again.
All right. No more lies. I'll tell you why I went to Brighton, who I was with, everything. The truth.
And why do you expect me to believe you?
I don't know. You don't have to believe me. But give me the chance to say it before you chuck me out of here.
Right. Go on then.
Okay. So, all the things I told you at Christmas about my mate Stu, well, wasn't exactly true.
Oh, well, there's a surprise.
Not all of it, but there is a friend of mine down there who's in trouble. It's not Stu. Her name's Stella.
Okay, that's enough. I don't want to hear any more.
Please, Pip, hear me out. Stella, she's my ex. We broke up almost 3 years ago, but all that's over. There's nothing going on between us anymore.
Oh, please.
Listen. Stella was into all the drugs and the booze, like the rest of us, but more than that. She did hard drugs as well. She cleaned up a bit after I met her. She's a fun girl. We had some good times, but... It was all my fault. I took her for granted. I treated her badly. And I messed her around. Mm. And so she found out. We broke up. And then, well, she lost it. She went back onto heroin. Then a few weeks later, she OD'd. It was me who found her. I called the ambulance and took her to hospital.
Yeah.
And they sorted her out. And then a week later, she was... back on the street and shooting up again.
Yeah, look, all this is very sad, but what's it to do with...
Please, let me finish. Stella's an addict. She was before I met her, and she's not going to change. And I wasn't going to help her by staying anywhere near, so...
What, so you ran away and left her?
What was the point in me staying? It was all over between us. But I felt guilty, responsible, because of the things I'd done to her. I still do. That's where I was over Christmas. She'd been chucked out of her place and was sleeping rough, and I helped her find somewhere to go. Then, on Sunday morning, I got a message to say she'd OD'd again. Only this time it was worse. I got to the hospital. She was in intensive care. So I stayed with her. It was like touch and go. But she made it. She's back on a regular ward. She's going to be okay.
So you came back because...
Because of you, Pip. Because my life's here now. With you. But there's nothing I can do for Stella. She's got friends looking after her. And her sister's there. Why would I stay? Oh, that's the truth. That is what happened. There's nothing else, I promise.
Oh, that's better.
Lillian.
Jenny. Darling. It's a chilly day, isn't it?
Yes. Is that why you're wearing your fur coat in the kitchen?
Oh, well, I couldn't find my dressing gown. I was having a little nap, darling, and I just came down for a glass of water.
Oh, I see. And who's left their wellies by the door?
Oh. Not mine. Oh, they're far too big for me.
Yes, I can see that. Very mysterious.
That's me. It's a personal call. Do you mind if...
No. You carry on. Right, I'll leave you to your personal call.
Justin, darling.
Hello. Are you all right? Did you...
Yes, I'm fine. I'm safely back home now.
Oh, good. I was a bit worried.
And what about you? What happened with Miranda?
Oh, I think we got away with it.
Good.
She's got a cold coming. That's why she suddenly changed her plans. Thanks for such a wonderful morning. We must do it again very soon.
Oh, yes. Till the next time. Bye.
So, yes, I totally messed things up, and no, I'm not proud of it, but that's the truth about Brighton. Oh, you need to believe me, Pip. Why would I make it up?
But if it's all true, then why didn't you tell me last time, at Christmas? Why didn't you tell me before?
Oh, because I don't know, it's all so screwed up and complicated. It just seemed easier to make something up.
To lie to me.
Yes, yeah, and I'm sorry. I was wrong. I should have showed you more respect and come clean in the first place.
Yeah, it might have helped, Toby.
Like I said, I'm not proud of the way I've behaved. So I'm not expecting you to forgive me. But at least say you understand. Pip?
Oh, Toby, come here.
Oh. So you do understand?
That you don't make things easy for yourself, do you?
Does that mean I can stay?
Yes. You can stay.
Great. Oh, thanks. I know I don't deserve it.
But you must promise you'll never, ever lie to me again.
Henry. Henry. Henry.
Daddy.
Shh, quietly.
I didn't know you were here.
Shh! You remember our rules. You must stay very quiet. I don't want the teachers to see me.
You look funny. Are you growing a beard?
Henry, listen.
Your hair's gone all messy.
Shh! Listen. I can't keep coming here to your school. It's too difficult. So, this will have to be the last time.
Why?
Shh! I want you to listen very carefully. You remember our plan? Our little secret surprise for Mummy?
Yes.
Well, it's nearly time. I'll have to do it very soon.
Today?
Maybe not today. Tomorrow, perhaps. Then, I might have to go away for a while.
Where?
I can't tell you now. Wait until I see you.
All right.
And you mustn't tell anyone. That's very, very important. Or it'll spoil the surprise for Mummy. Promise.
I promise.
Good boy. No, I can't talk anymore. I'll have to go, but I'll see you very soon. Henry, whatever happens, you must remember. I love you very much.
I had a text from Kirsty to say she's on her way home.
All right. You're going to meet up at hers?
Well, yes, that's the plan, but...
Dad's still in Felpisham, so there's no one else here to have the children.
Oh, that's okay. Mum, I can look after them.
Really?
Yep. You can see I'm not exactly rushed off my feet in here.
Well, no.
It's been like this all afternoon.
I expect it's the weather. It is pretty foul.
Oh, don't open the door, Henry.
It's windy, windy, windy.
Yes, Henry.
Shut the door.
Oh, it's really blowing up a gale. Good grief. Now it's started tipping down again.
So, all things considered, we'll close up soon anyway.
Yeah, I see Fallon's already gone home.
Oh, don't blame her. And you'll help me look after Jack, won't you, Henry?
Yeah.
Good boy.
Tom's still out on his delivery round, and I don't know when Johnny's due back from college.
Honestly, I'll be fine. Can you just move Jack's car seat over there?
All right.
Thanks. And as soon as I've closed up, I'm taking Henry over to Pennyhassett.
Oh, yes.
I'm going to play Transformers with Elijah.
I know.
And you're going to have your tea there too.
Yes, we're having pizza.
Oh, lovely. So I can leave him there and come back and get Jack ready for bed.
Well, if you're sure. Henry, could you stack up those packets of tea on the tea shelf for me?
Okay.
Thank you, that's a big help.
It's really important you go and talk to Kirsty.
Yes. Though I have to say I'm still a bit worried about it.
Why?
Well, as I said, I want to get it right. Not just because of all the history with Tom, though heaven knows that's complicated enough. Whichever way you look at it, this baby is going to be one of the family.
Yes. That's great, isn't it?
Of course. But we both know Kirsty. She'll want to do this on her own terms. I have to play it carefully. The last thing I want is to say the wrong thing and upset her.
It's such fantastic news. I was so excited when I heard.
Me too.
And you're looking so good on it. Pregnancy really suits you.
You think?
Definitely. You've got such a positive aura about you, you know. I can really feel it.
Well, I've been feeling pretty good so far. Though my back gets a bit sore sometimes.
Oh, I had that so badly with Nolly. It's all about keeping your chakras in balance. I can teach you some really brilliant exercises.
Okay.
But it's just so great. And you're in such a good place to be having a baby now.
Do you reckon?
Kirsty, great job, great home, no ties, no compromises. You're like your own woman, completely in control of your own life.
Oh, I hope so, yeah. Ah, oh, here he is.
Hello, Roy.
Birthday boy.
Yeah. I'm sorry, I didn't know you were here.
Well, I am. Happy birthday.
Thanks.
What's all this? You're supposed to be coming out tonight.
Yeah.
Celebrating.
Yeah. I know that was the plan.
But look at you, slopping around in your smelly old jeans and jumper.
Smelly?
Not literally, Roy. You're okay. Kate's right, though. You can't go out like that.
Why don't you go back upstairs and sort yourself
Kate,
out?
Yep, Kate, I'm not too sure if I want to go out.
What do you mean? It's your birthday.
Yeah, and it's all arranged. We're all going to be there.
Yeah, well, if you want to know the truth, I feel too embarrassed.
Oh, Roy.
Why?
Well, now it's all around the village about me and Tracy.
What?
Oh, come on.
Well, thanks to Susan, the word's out. She dumped me because I'm boring.
Oh, Roy.
Nobody believes it.
Don't be so silly.
Yeah, never mind that I was deliberately being boring to put her off. I've been labelled.
Oh. It's okay, I'll get it.
Look, no arguments. Go up and shave and put some decent clothes on.
Oh.
Come on, Roy. Make yourself nice and smart.
Oh, okay, if you insist.
Yes, I do. Come on, let's sort you out. We are going to celebrate your birthday.
Yeah, it's great to see you. Oh.
Kirsty, I know I've said it once over the phone, but congratulations.
Thanks, Pat.
It really is such wonderful news. I was so excited when I heard. We all were.
And surprised.
Well, that too, yes.
And did Tom tell you? I mean, did he explain?
Yes. Yes, he did.
This doesn't mean it's changed anything between us, between me and Tom.
No, of course. That's what Tom said.
Well, I wanted it to be clear right from the start. So we don't have any, you know, misunderstandings.
Kirsty, you mustn't worry about that. We do understand. None of us wants to pressure you in any way at all.
Here's to you, then. Happy birthday.
Mmm. Mm. Yeah, that's great.
Are you sure? It's Kenton's extra special birthday cocktail.
Yeah, honest, it's perfect.
Well, so come on then. Smile, it's meant to cheer you up.
Yeah, okay, I'm sorry. I know I'm not being the life and soul.
Is this still about Tracy Horrible Horribin? She's not worth it, Roy.
Yeah, I know that. It's just... well...
Look on the bright side. You wanted her out of your life, and now she is. You're a free man again.
Yeah, what good's that going to do me?
Roy, there are plenty of nice girls still out there. You just need to get organised and start dating again.
Oh, give me a break.
Here, give me your phone. Come on.
All my dates so far have got me precisely nowhere.
Passcode?
There you go.
Okay, so let's have a look at this app.
You can if you like, but you'll be wasting your time.
All you need, Roy, is a positive attitude.
You start out positive, but that soon wears off. It's a nightmare. It's so stressful.
Oh, poor you.
Though, maybe Tracy's right. Maybe I am just too boring.
No, don't be so silly. That's just not true.
Isn't it?
Of course it's not. Would I have ever got together with you if it was?
Okay, well, thanks.
You need to do some serious work on your self-image, and you can't expect to find your lifelong soulmate after just a few dates.
No, I guess not.
You've got to hang in there and have faith and be persistent.
Well, it's my own fault, I suppose, for coming on so dumb with Tracy when I gave her that lift.
Here's one.
I mean, all that stuff about bird singing and canal building documentaries and almost bored myself into a coma. No wonder she got out and ran a mile. Now every girl for miles round is going to avoid me like the plague.
Yes, and her. Look, I found two on here already. They look really nice and they're great matches.
You reckon?
Yeah, look.
Oh, yeah, I think I've seen her before.
So, there you are. Oh, you need to swipe her now. Or shall I do it for you?
No, give it to me. Here, I'll do it.
Well done. That's just the start. This is going to be your year, Roy. We're going to find you the girl of your dreams.
Oh, Pat, I'm sorry if I sounded a bit defensive earlier.
Hey, no, you weren't.
If I'm honest, I was a bit nervous about seeing you. Because of... oh, well, you know.
I know. I felt just the same.
I'm so glad you came.
Oh.
I really do appreciate it.
Good. And Kirsty, I'll just say this now to get it out of the way. I've no intention of being the kind of grandmother who's always interfering, telling you what to do, right way to bring up a baby.
No, Pat, I never thought you would.
I wanted to say it anyway. Though, of course, I'd love to be involved as much as you want me to.
Yes.
I'm very willing to help out in any way I can.
Thanks. Oh, you're such an amazing grandmother to Jack and Henry. And Johnny.
Well, I try my best.
No, really. Oh, I know I've been banging on to Tom about being independent, wanting to do this my own way. But it's so great to know that I won't be completely on my own.
No.
That you and Tony will be there as grandparents. I'm sure there'll be times when I'm really going to need you, when my own family are just too far away.
Well, if there are, you know you've only got to ask.
Thanks, Pat.
So, anyway, I know you're wanting to go out.
Oh, yeah, I suppose I ought to get ready.
All right. Kirsty, I'm so happy. I really am.
Yes, Jack, I know. Just let me strap you in. Oh, you are such a little wriggler.
Oh, it's windy.
Henry, don't just stand out there getting wet. Get in the car. We'll be late for Elijah.
Do you think the car will blow away?
Oh, I hope not.
Ooh.
Come on, let's not be all night about it. I've got to be home in time to feed Jack and give him his bath. Right, there. Are you all stretched in, Henry?
Yes.
Good boy. Let's get going.
Mummy, wait.
Oh, what now?
I've left my box behind.
Oh, do you really need it?
Yes, we need it for the game.
Where is it?
In my bedroom.
All right. No, don't get out again, Henry. I'll go and fetch it. You stay there and look after Jack.
Oh, wind seems to be getting worse.
Oh, you get on home. Oh, and thanks so much for coming. It was really lovely to see you.
And you. And you will look after yourself, won't you?
Yes, Don't worry about that.
Bye then.
Bye, Pat.
What? Oh, hell. Oh, please, no.
Pat?
I think it's the battery.
Oh, no.
It's on its last legs. This happened last week. Tony had to jump start it.
Can I do anything?
No, it's okay. I'll give him a call. He should be on his way home from Felpersham.
Are you sure?
Yes, you go back inside. I'll be fine.
All right, Jack. Mummy's coming back soon.
Henry. Henry.
Daddy, Daddy.
Shh, shh. Henry, be very quiet.
Why are you here?
Well, you remember our plan. It's time. Time for Mummy to have her surprise.
What are you going to do?
Shh, shh, shh. Mind out. I need to unfasten Jack's baby seat.
Why?
I'm going to take him for a ride. That's the surprise.
Where's your car?
It's parked down the lane where no one can see it. I'm going to walk across the field.
But it's rainy and it's windy.
Shh, shh, shh. Come on, help me. I have to be very quick.
I want to come too.
No, Henry, you can't. Only Jack.
Why? It's not fair.
No, no.
I want to come with you.
No. Henry, I'd take you if I could, but you have to be a very brave boy and stay here.
Why can't I come?
Because... Oh. Because I'm not your real daddy.
Yes, you are.
No, I'm only your pretend daddy.
You're not pretend, you're real.
Henry, it's very hard for me, but it's true. I'm not your real daddy. Not like other daddies are. I can't explain now. You'll understand when you're bigger.
When I'm bigger?
I'm sorry. You have to stay behind. Come on, Jack.
Daddy!
I'm taking Jack. You must stay in the car.
Daddy, come back!
Goodbye, Henry.
Daddy, where are you? Daddy!
Hey, any luck? How's it going, Pat?
Battery's no good. Completely dead.
Did you get through to Tony?
Yeah, he's on his way. He's stuck in the traffic outside Felpersham.
Oh, how long's he going to be?
He's got half an hour at least.
Oh, what a pain for you.
Yeah, it is a nuisance. I've still got to clear up in the dairy.
Well, look, I'm heading down to the Bull now for Roy's birthday do, so why not leave the car here and I'll drop you off at Bridge Farm?
Oh, yeah.
It'll save you hanging round, then you can pick it up later.
That would be great.
Okay, well, let's go, shall we? Oh, Henry, why did you have to...
I can't find it, darling. Henry? Jack? What's he got? Henry? Henry? Henry, are you there? Please answer me, darling.
Mummy!
Henry, is that you?
Here.
Oh, thank God. Henry. Oh, you're so darling. Look at me. Where's Jack? Did you take Jack out of the car?
No.
So where is he? Henry.
Daddy came and took him.
Daddy. Rob's taken Jack.
Yes, he's taken him for a ride.
Henry, listen. This is very important. Tell me exactly what happened.
Daddy came when you were in the house. He took Jack in his car seat. Oh. I wanted to go too, but he wouldn't let me.
Henry, where? Where did Rob go?
He said his car was down the lane.
Where down the lane? Which way?
I tried to follow him, but it was too dark.
All right, come with me quickly.
Where are we going?
Back into the car, quick.
Yes, we're both a bit wet, aren't we? Never mind. Soon have you dry and warm again. Now, if you just keep still. Hold on. I just... Oh, blast. Hell, why are these straps such a... Ah, there. There. Good, at last. Now... Let's get out of here, shall we?
as fast as we can.
Cats and dogs! What a disgusting night!
It's probably best if I take it easy.
Yeah, no rush at all as far as I'm concerned.
Well, I'm sure Kate and Roy can wait a bit longer for me.
Yeah. Poor Roy.
You've heard, have you?
Tracy Horobin. I think everyone has by now.
Susan.
Yeah. And Roy was actually trying to dump her.
Hey, Tom.
Hey, how's it going?
I'm on my way over to see the trailer. I just got a bit hijacked.
I'm still out in the van, on my way home now.
Oh, well, don't come back by Sawyer's farm. There's a whopping great branch down across the lane.
Oh, great.
I got out and tried to shift it, but it's definitely a chainsaw job. I'll have to go round the other way.
I'd better do the same then.
No choice.
Well, leave it till tomorrow then, Josh?
Oh, no, I'll keep on. I'm really keen to look at the trailer. I'm just going to turn around now.
It's a bit tight here. I talked to Dad this morning. He wants to know, have you found those bits for his Fordson?
Got some good news on that front. I called this bloke in Haybury. He's a total vintage freak. He says he's got the bonnet and the badge.
Yeah? Oh, that'd be great. Dad'll be pleased.
Or he knows someone else who does.
And how much?
Well, that's still to be negotiated.
Yeah, I get it.
Okay, I'm back on the road. I'll see you in a... Jeez! What the...
What's up?
Some stupid idiot. Almost ran into me.
Oh, who was it?
Dunno, couldn't see. He won't get far that way, he'll have to turn round.
Dad. Just what we don't need, eh, Jack? Oh well. Let's see how quick I can turn. Come on. Come on, oh. Oh no, no, no. Hell, I don't believe this. Can't be stuck now. Come on. Move. Move.
I'm sorry, darling, but we've got to find Jack and Rob.
I'm hungry.
Henry, enough! Be quiet! I'm trying to...
Why are you shouting at me?
Yes. Yes, I'm sorry. This is all wrong. We won't find it. I'm going to stop the car and call the... Oh.
Mummy, look! Daddy's car! There's Daddy!
Come on! Ah, yes, Jack, we've done it. Now then, let's... What? Who the hell? Oh, no. It had to be her. Right. She thinks she can stop me. She thinks she can block me in. Well, we'll see about that. Now, Helen...
Let me get past. Get out of my way. Give me my baby.
Your baby.
Let me have Jack. I know he's in there. Is he all right? Hmm. What if he's not? Then get out of my way. Let me have him.
He's my son. You're...
Oh, yes,
you're
I
not...
am.
No, he's mine.
Get out of my way.
No, Helen. You made me do this. You took him from me, you and your lawyers. You took
Shut
my
up.
Son. You and the whole crooked system lined up
from
against me.
Let me have my baby.
No. You move your car so
Rob,
I can...
Do what I say. I'm warning you.
Oh, you're warning me. So, what will you do? Where's the kitchen knife this time?
Open that car. Let me have those kids.
No.
Give them to me now.
No, you don't.
Stop it. Let me have them.
No, Helen. I'm not going to take him from me now.
The sad thing about Roy, his self-confidence took a big knock after, well, you know.
Yeah.
And now this has happened.
Mind, there's something up ahead. That's Rob's car. And Helen, what on earth's going on?
Come to me, I need to get
No, Helen, stop this.
Why are you fighting?
Shut up, Henry, get back, do as you're told. Kick me! You don't do that to me!
Helen! She's on the ground!
Helen, are you all right?
Rob! What have you done to her?
Stay there, keep away from me.
Helen, it's all right. I slipped, that's all.
Thank God.
Jenny!
It's all right, Henry, I'm here now.
Come on, Helen, let me help you.
Oh. He's got Jack.
Who got Jack in the car?
What?
Oh, of course.
Get away, both of you. Just stay out of this.
You! You're trying to steal her baby, my grandson!
No, no, not steal!
You cruel, disgusting, evil man! Open that car now! Let us have him!
Pat, no. Don't go near him. Call the police.
You're right. Yes, that's just what I'll do.
Mum. Mum, wait. Don't bother.
Yes.
There's no need.
Yes. Yes, we must.
No, wait. You're not taking Jack anywhere. Are you, Rob?
As soon as you get your car out of my way.
Well, and go where, exactly? What are we going to do? Have you got it all worked out? Have you even got a plan?
Yes, I'm...
So, what? Are you going to take Jack and start a new life? Or just drive until you run out of petrol? Or drive up a cliff somewhere?
Helen!
Or is this your idea of revenge? Trying to hurt me in the worst way you can? Well? Yeah, I thought so. You've got no plan at all. Take a look at yourself. You're a mess. You're pathetic.
You say what you like about me, Helen.
Yes. Yes, I can. I know. I know why you lost your job, why Justin fired you. I know what you did in the flood.
What?
So Justin may not want it to be known, but me, I can tell whoever I like, can't I? All those people who lost their homes. Linda, Robert, Christine. And not just homes, was it? How will you face Bert Fry? How will you face anyone in this village again after what you did?
I'm...
Sorry, I didn't catch that. Or have you got nothing left to say? No? Well, then let me say it for you. There's nothing left for you here. You're finished. Now I'll tell you what you're going to do now. You're going to open your car, and you're going to let me have Jack. Rob?
All right.
Oh, God.
Mum, will you get Jack out of the car, please?
Yes, Kirsty, can you take... Come on, Henry.
So, Rob, we're going to take Jack and Henry home, and then you're going to leave.
Yes, Jack. Shh. It's all right.
Jack. Can't I just say goodbye?
No. Get out of here. Go somewhere far away and don't come back, because if you do, I will destroy you. Do you understand? Now go!
Oh, sleepy head.
Yeah. Shh. My poor tired baby.
Oh, Helen, what a night.
It's all over now.
But, Mum, I still don't get it.
Shh. He's almost asleep.
Sorry.
Yes. Yes, I see.
How's Henry, is he?
He's a bit better, yes. Your dad's getting him into his pyjamas.
Oh, good.
Oh, poor boy. After what he's been through.
Yes.
Yes, he's going to need a lot of reassurance from all of us.
Mum, Helen, I'm sorry to keep going on about this, but we need to call the police.
It's too late.
No. What Rob did... That's kidnapping. He tried to steal Jack. He's a total psycho. You can't...
He's gone. They won't catch him now.
Helen, I have to say, I'm with Tom.
Yeah, and me.
We ought at least to report it. Tell them what happened.
Yes, all right. Call them if you want.
Right. I'll go and do that now.
I do think it's for the best, love.
Maybe. I'm really not sure if I care.
Oh, Helen.
It's over, Mum. The boys are safe and Rob has gone. He's out of my life forever.
This is the BBC.
Keep up to date with the Ambridge ups and downs. Sign up for our weekly newsletter at bbc.co.uk/archers.